This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Welcome to Health Ranger Science. Today's lesson is the difference between elements and molecules. I found a lot of people are confused about this. It's a very basic principle of science. And when I talk to people, especially about climate change, because there's so much debate or disagreement about carbon and carbon dioxide and climate issues or global warming, I find that people who are scared of climate change and who are warning about climate change, I've never encountered a person like that who has even a fundamental knowledge of the difference between elements and molecules. That's kind of frightening. So I thought I'd cover it here today, but this also applies to other topics, not just, you know, climate or so-called global warming. So this is what's really critical to understand. An element is what molecules are made of. An element is what chemicals are made of. So an element is a basic building block of matter. And of course, I hope you remember from high school, there's a table of elements. You can look it up online if you want. I think it's at webelements.com. And it shows you the periodic table of elements, which is a particular arrangement of the elements in a periodic or repeating table, so that all the halogens are on the right side of the table, for example. And you can see the masses of the elements, which is actually just an average mass. It's not totally accurate because there are different isotopes of many elements. But for overall purposes, it's fine. And these elements include things like helium and hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, but also things that you might think of as metals, such as lead or mercury or cadmium or aluminum or zinc or manganese, for example. And these are elements. They're all building blocks. And sometimes people get confused because they hear about cadmium in cacao. And they think cadmium must be some chemical. No, cadmium is not a chemical. Cadmium is an element. And elements, you know, you can't break down elements into other pieces of matter until you go, of course, subatomic into quarks and so on. That's subatomic particle physics that we don't have to concern ourselves with in this conversation. For us, the smallest unit of matter is an element. Now, carbon is an element. Carbon dioxide is not an element. It is a molecule. Carbon dioxide is one carbon and two oxygens combined together to form a new molecule that uses the building blocks of matter, which in this case is carbon and oxygen. You know, water is H2O, right? So that's two hydrogens and one oxygen together. It forms a water molecule. Or you could call it a chemical. You could call CO2 a chemical, for example, or a molecule. You can sort of use those terms interchangeably, at least for this discussion. But both water and carbon dioxide, if you break them apart, they revert back to elements, such as carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Now, here's what else is really crucial to understand. A lot of people are worried about carbon, and they talk about how carbon is bad, and they say there should be a war on carbon, or they take part in the war on carbon, and they're alarmed about carbon, and they think carbon is destroying the world. Well, I have news for you. You are made of carbon. Everything you eat, practically, is made of carbon, except for a few inorganic ingredients like salt. Sodium chloride does not have carbon in it, for example. For the most part, what you eat, the foods and so on, the nutrients in the foods, it's all made of carbon. Vitamin C, for example, is made of nothing more than carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. That's vitamin C. Did you know that? Did you know that nearly all the vitamins contain carbon? In fact, it might be all of them. I'd have to check, but if not exactly all, it's most. I mean, carbon's everywhere. You are made of carbon. You need carbon chains to make things from pesticides to lipids, you know, the fats that are in your body are made of carbon. Your brain cells are made of carbon. Your blood is made of carbon. You ever heard the term carbon-based life form? That's you. That's me. That's practically everything living on this planet, including plants. All the plants are made of carbon. If you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you're eating carbon all day long. You're drinking carbon. You are made of carbon. You're urinating out carbon. We are carbon-based life forms. So if you believe that there should be a war on carbon, then you believe that you should kill yourself because you are made of carbon. And everything around you, the Earth, is made of lots and lots of carbon, as are other planets. There's carbon everywhere. So you can't have a war on carbon without having a war on life. Does that make sense? There's nothing wrong with carbon. If you eliminate carbon, you would kill everything on the planet. So make sure you understand that carbon is not a poison. It's just astonishing that so many people who have been scared to death by the global warming alarmists have been turned into anti-science zealots who no longer understand the role of basic elements in the material world around us. Trees are made of carbon. Aren't you in favor of trees? Grass is made of carbon. Do you like grass? Do you like nature? Do you like herbs? Do you like, you know, tomatoes? It's all made of carbon. Do you like healing foods? Do you like medicinal herbs? It's all carbon. If you hate carbon, you hate everything that's good about life. You hate nutrition, I guess. You hate fruits. You hate vegetables. You hate medicinal herbs if you hate carbon. Carbon's everywhere. Anyway, I think I've made my point on that. But you'll still hear people say, carbon's bad, and carbon's destroying the oceans, and carbon is destroying the atmosphere, and carbon is destroying the Earth. And these people don't know what they're talking about. What they should be referring to is carbon dioxide, which even then their argument is false. But they're not even using the right term. They're just saying carbon. As if you have a table of elements, and this one element, carbon, which is one of the most common elements, is somehow bad. Well, what's wrong with you? Why would you think that? It's like saying hydrogen is bad. What are they going to have next? The war on hydrogen? Because what? I mean, hydrogen, of course, is in the sun. It's in the stars. It's everywhere. It's in water, right? H2O. It's everywhere. It's in most organic molecules. Hydrogen is, you know, in foods. It's in everything. If you hate hydrogen, then you hate the entire universe, which seems to be a fitting kind of posture for global warming alarmists. They're full of hatred and they're full of false information and they don't know anything. They're ignorant. They're scientifically illiterate. And when you hear them talk, you know this instantly because they say carbon is bad. Oh, really? Well, then you should go throw yourself into a blender because you are carbon. So point that out to people next time you hear them attacking carbon. Whip out a table of elements, like print one out, have it in your wallet or your purse. Just whip out the table of elements. You mean this carbon? This carbon's bad? This carbon that's in everything, including your vitamin C? This is bad? Really? Huh. Well, explain how that works. Why? How did you get to that conclusion? What, did Al Gore tell you carbon is bad? What element is he going to declare a war on next? Nitrogen? Is nitrogen bad? It's like almost 80% of the atmosphere. You're going to say that's bad too? Go figure. Anyway, you can hear more science discussion, a few lessons from time to time, at healthrangerscience.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Lab Science Director of CWCLabs.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit, certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.